The city of Greater Sudbury is not yet on track for reaching net zero by 2050, according to a municipal report tabled City Strategic and Environmental Planning Manager Dr. Stephen Monet. This, his report notes, echoes various other governments around the globe, who have fallen short on their environmental goals. The city must continue to integrate climate change action into projects, plans and budgets, according to Monet's report. In some cases, a shift in technology may be needed to increase the rate of progress. However, more commitment to energy-efficient buildings, electric vehicles and renewable energy production is still required. The City of Greater Sudbury released its inaugural Climate Action Annual Report, 2022, on February 27, 2024. Image: City of Greater Sudbury. It's a challenge, Mayor Paul Lefebvre told Sudbury.com following Tuesday's City Council meeting, at which Monet's report was discussed and City Climate Change Coordinator Jennifer Babin-Fenske delivered a presentation on the subject. The report in question included the city's inaugural Climate Action Annual Report, for 2022. Babin-Fenske said the report took some time because it was their first crack at it, but another report covering 2023 is expected to be published by the end of the year. This will be followed by annual reports in subsequent years. During the 2022 election cycle, Lefebvre pledged support for the city's Community Energy and Emissions Plan, but criticized it for not including attainable short-term goals on the path toward 2050. The city's inaugural Climate Action Annual Report, which Lefebvre credits the previous incarnation of City Council with requesting, is a solid step toward setting out stepping stones toward 2050. 2050, even though it looks really far upon us, it's certainly going to be very quick upon our generation, he said, adding that measuring changes on an annual basis will help pinpoint which actions the city needs to take to effect the greatest change. Key challenges, according to Monet's report, will be upgrading and retrofitting the municipality's buildings and equipment so they're more environmentally friendly. In 2019, the city's elected officials unanimously voted to declare a climate emergency in 2019, which led to the Community Energy and Emissions Plan, CEEP, which includes various environmental goals underpinned by achieving net zero emissions by 2050. Last year, the city adopted the Community Climate Change Adaptation Plan, CCCAP, which operates in concert with the CEEP. Whereas the CEEP centers on mitigative measures for Greater Sudbury to do their part to prevent climate change, the CCCAP centers on adaptation, managing the unavoidable. We know we can't necessarily reach zero emissions, but we want to reduce our emissions and be as efficient as possible, so what we do emit by 2050 is counteracted and can be counteracted by carbon sequestration, tree planting, renewables and things like that, Babin-Fenske told City Council on Tuesday. The net zero emissions goal encompasses City of Greater Sudbury operations, such as municipal buildings and GOVA Transit, and does not include all emissions within city limits. Within the inaugural Climate Action Annual Report for 2022 are various accomplishments, including such things as adding 13 kilometers of cycling infrastructure, switching out all streetlights to LED bulbs and planting 145,000 seedlings, including the 10 millionth tree in the city's decades-long regreening efforts. It also lays out various CEEP and CCCAP actions, and what the potential barriers are, ranging from minor to major, with most barriers classified as budgetary in nature. The only CEEP goals with major barriers are electric vehicle procurement and the creation of a bus rapid transit corridor design and construction. CEEP goal number 9 is to electrify 100% of transit and city fleet by 2035, and the rapid transit corridor falls under goal number 8, achieve 35% active mobility transportation mode share by 2050. Status updates on all 18 CEEP goals, plus the actions recommended in the CCCAP, are included in the annual report. Although Tuesday's meeting did not include any decision points of City Council as it relates to the city's climate action, two groups of people attended the meeting in separate showings of solidarity. One side, led by the Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, attended the meeting to call on City Council to act urgently to reduce carbon emissions and protect our community from climate impacts, according to their online petition, which 80 people signed. This group cheered at one point in Tuesday's meeting, which spurred Lefebvre to remind them to keep quiet during the evening's proceedings. Freedom Convoy member Eric Belfoyle is seen interrupting Tuesday's City Council meeting, at which time Mayor Paul Lefebvre called a 5-minute recess for him and other boisterous members of the audience to leave council chambers. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. The other group, led by members of the so-called Freedom Convoy movement, opposed the prospect of the city taking climate action. Similar to their behavior during last year's town hall meetings, the Freedom Convoy members were more disruptive. Member Eric Belfoyle stood up in council chambers to demand that City Council allow them to speak. This, despite the fact they weren't on the agenda as presenters and it was not a public hearing, so their speaking would have gone against city policies. When Belfoyle refused to stop speaking, Lefebvre called a 5-minute recess for the disruptive members of the gallery to clear out of council chambers. Prior to leaving, Belfoyle handed a stack of printouts highlighting his research into CO2 to be distributed to members of City Council. Belfoyle declined comment to Sudbury.com. The following are the city's 18 SEEP goals. Goal 1. Achieve energy efficiency and emissions reductions by creating compact, complete communities through infill developments, decreasing dwelling size through an increase in multifamily buildings, and increasing building type mix. Goal 2. Periodically increase the energy efficiency of new buildings until all new buildings in 2030 onward are passive house energy efficiency compliant. Goal 3. The existing building stock is retrofit for 50% increased energy efficiency by 2040 and large buildings are routinely recommissioned. Goal 4. Achieve net zero emissions in city buildings by 2040. Goal 5. Decrease energy use in the potable water treatment and distribution system by up to 60% by 2050. Goal 6. Achieve 90% solid waste diversion by 2050. An organics and biosolids anaerobic digestion facility is operational by 2030. Goal 7. Enhance transit service to increase transit mode share to 25% by 2050. Goal 8. Achieve 35% active mobility transportation mode share by 2050. Goal 9. Electrify 100% of transit and city fleet by 2035. Goal 10 to 100% of new vehicle sales are electric by 2030. Goal 11. Reduce industrial processes emissions 50% and mining sector energy use 35% by 2040. All new mining vehicles purchased after 2030 are electric. Goal 12. Establish a renewable energy cooperative, REC, to advance solar energy systems and other renewable energy efforts of the SEEP. Goal 13. Install 10 megawatts of ground mount solar photovoltaic, PV, each year, starting in 2022. Goal 14. Install net metered solar PV systems on 90% of new buildings and 80% of existing buildings, supplying 50% of their electric load. Goal 15. Expand the downtown district energy system to 23 megawatts capacity. Goal 16. Install 50 megawatts of renewable energy storage. Goal 17. Procure 100% of community-wide grid electricity and 75% of natural gas demand from renewable sources by 2050. Goal 18. Increase the reforestation efforts of the regreening program. The 2050 net zero target will require the reduction of 1.6 million tons of emissions in the target year of 2050, according to the SEEP. The city was estimated to have emitted 1,492,526 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent in 2021. They were projected to emit 1,634,108 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, a drop Monet's report attributes at least partially due to COVID-related restrictions. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.